The gospel lesson is drawn from Luke, the third chapter, and tells about the beginning of John the Baptist's ministry. Listen now for good news. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. May we be blessed in the hearing of this good news. Pray with me, please. O Lord, open our minds and our hearts, that we might indeed prepare a straight way before the coming of the one who has come to teach us a way of love, a way of peace. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Responding to popular demand, I am reworking a sermon that I preached several years ago. As I think about it, and I see why people want me to preach it again, this is really a primer on Christmas preparation. So I pray that its message will be helpful to us all in this busy season and during these stressful times. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Actually, you know, it was no different now than it was in the 15th year of the reign of the Emperor Tiberius, when John the Baptizer was preaching on Jordan's bank. It was the custom to tie important events to important people. So to be consistent, let me put it in this way. Now, in the first year of the presidency of Barack, in the 7th year of the reign of James over Wisconsin, when Jill ruled over Wauwatosa, during the high priesthood of what ought to sound like a law firm, Kwiatkowski, Szymanski, and Pei, a voice cries, prepare the way of the Lord. All around us, we're invited to prepare. But our preparations are not to make the Lord's path straight. We're asked to prepare to spend money. We're asked to prepare to become frantic with too many parties, too much food, and too many visits with family and friends. We're asked not only to prepare to deck our halls, but also our shrubbery, our rooftops, and now even our lawn with little inflatable thingies that light up with little people running around inside them. The voice cries out in the wilderness of the mall and the media, prepare a perfect Christmas. Prepare the way of Rachel Ray, of Paula Deen, of the Stewarts, both Martha and the late Jimmy. Such a wonderful life. Prepare a picture-perfect holiday that even the deep green Grinch and the skinflint Scrooge would love, not to mention those picky relatives and friends that I already talked about. And then prepare to be depressed when the family and the friends go and the bills come, and our expectations still haven't been met. My dear sisters and brothers, the voice that calls for the preparation comes from a different wilderness and serves a different Lord. The voice of the prophet, the forerunner, John the Baptist, calls to us across the years and across the wildernesses to bid us welcome the coming, welcome the present Lord. John cries out to prepare the Lord's way, to make it straight. This Lord, John's gospel tells us, is the Father's eternal creative word, whom God speaks into human flesh in Jesus the Christ. The way of the Lord is not something obscure, something arcane, something mystifying. Rather, it is God's self-disclosure. The way of the Lord is God speaking God's self into the babble of our world. I so appreciate what the English spiritual writer Mariah Boulding had to say. She writes, "Together, only together, we can rise to truth, vision, and communion. All the beauty and riches that open to us through communication with other persons are possible because God has made us in his image. The Greeks defined man as a living thing that speaks. We speak through verbal change, through body language of manifold variety, through literature, art, and music, through silent presence to one another, and through living truthfully in the fellowship of love that binds us together in a common humanity and a common destiny. This destiny is fellowship with the God who is communion and with one another in him. Our God is a God who gives himself, that is his glory. From all eternity he dwells in unapproachable light, yet he comes to find us, to call us, and to offer us his friendship, and to ask for ours. His Trinitarian glory is self-giving love, and it overflows as is the way with love," she writes. "So he is glorified not by remaining inaccessible, but by self-communication. This is what revelation is, God speaking, not to present us with a list of truths we must believe or rules we must obey, but to utter himself. The way of the Lord is the way of relationship. It is a way of listening and responding. How do we listen and how do we respond when it's only 18 more shopping days until Christmas? We may not have written a single card. We may not have purchased a single gift, much less wrapped one. We may not have composed the annual letter of glad tidings, which most people hate anyway. It doesn't matter. Listen to the good news today. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. The voice that cries in the wilderness doesn't call us to prepare for those things. No, the voice that cries in the wilderness of the mall and of piped-in music and of overdone television specials and of daily existence calls out to us to prepare one thing. Prepare to be blessed. Prepare to be blessed. And so I say to you today, repeat the glad tidings. It doesn't matter. Say it with me. It doesn't matter. How do you feel? Good. I'm not done. Hang in. Advent and its prophet, John the Baptist, comes striding into the midst of our wilderness of Christmas's coming stress and shouts, "Get ready. The Lord is near. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to have peace spoken to your heart. Get ready to allow God to tear down the obstacles, to make those rough places smooth and straighten those crooked paths of our lives. Go straight in all of the best ways that you can go straight. Be honest with God. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with others. Get ready. God is coming to bless. God is coming to love. And God is coming to make us whole again. The salvation announced in this wondrous season is not some arid proposition to be believed. It is a relationship to be lived. This season, then, isn't about living up to some societal ideal. It's about listening and speaking. It's about opening oneself to heal and then to be healed. And it's about extending ourselves in self-giving service to others. God's readiness to share life with us, God's eternal yes to us, demands a like response. To prepare the way of the Lord, to make God's path straight, is to live in response to God's offer of blessing, to God's offer of presence, to God's offer of peace, to God's offer of relationship. As John the Baptist's words speak across the centuries to us, so too should Paul's. Those confident words he spoke to the church at Philippi still apply to the church gathered on Church Street in Wauwatosa. The one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion in the day of Jesus Christ. Like Paul, I rejoice and thank my God for you and for the work that you're doing through this gathered community. Good things are happening here as we seek to respond to God's invitation to shared life. Now, we've still got much to do and much to learn together. But the love of Christ, the compassion of Christ, is evident in this place. I saw it when out went the little giving tree, and two Sundays in a row, the gifts were gone. I see it in the way the office is filling up with the gifts. Of course, we still have to overcome some complacency and some let somebody else do it-ness that is rife around here. But that's a matter for a different conversation that I assure you is coming on the horizon. With Paul, I pray that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you determine what is best, so that in the day of Jesus Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and the praise of God. As your minister, as your voice crying out in the wilderness, I am calling you to prepare to go straight, to go straight to being blessed. Other voices will call you to become stressed. Other voices will call you to inflate your expectations. Other voices will call you to forget what this season is really about. Other voices will call you to empty your wallet. Heed the voice that calls you into relationship. Heed the voice that calls you to seek the center and to be at peace deep within yourself. The Latin American martyr bishop Oscar Romero wrote these words: "Peace is not the product of terror or fear. Peace is not the silence of cemeteries. Peace is not the silent result of violent repression. Peace is the generous, tranquil contribution of all to the good of all. Peace is dynamism. Peace is generosity. Peace is right, and it is duty." Heed the voice of peace and the call of Malachi and of Paul and of John the Baptist, who ask us what really matters. Isn't what really matters our families? Isn't what really matters to our families and to our churches and to us to be at one with God and with each other? And in the midst of that, what really matters is relationship? Isn't what really matters realizing the wonder of life and relationship in themselves, celebrating who we are rather than what we have or what we may get? God wants to pour blessings on us, but we must first clear the way and prepare to receive them. If we hear the voice in our wilderness calling us to prepare, calling us to go straight to God and to be blessed, we should answer by taking some quiet time for ourselves, even in the midst of all the hubbub and foo-farah that is the holiday season, even if it's only 5 minutes. Get in touch in that time with God, who seeks us and longs for us to respond to God's loving care. If we hear the voice of in our wilderness calling us to prepare the way of the Lord, we should answer by seeking to be a healing presence, a calming presence in our home or in our workplace. A gentle word, a loving deed could make all the difference to someone experiencing the stresses of this rather busy, this rather overinflated season. Perhaps the voice calls us to remind people what really matters: relationship. If we spend even half the time focusing on God and other people that we use for fretting whether we've done it all right or not, we'll make a difference. Just imagine what it would be like to really listen to people, to really listen for God speaking through them. And then what the wonder of discovering new things about them, new things about ourselves, new things about God will come when we do. You see, the best gift we can give is ourselves, our time, our attention. The prophet Malachi said that the Messiah would come to purify us like refiner's fire or fuller's soap. Eugene Peterson's paraphrase, The Message, calls it like lye soap from the laundry. Maybe that's what we need. Maybe what needs purifying are our priorities, our understanding of what really matters in our daily life. Ultimately, even the so-called perfect gift is discarded or forgotten. All of us have seen the wondrous toys lying tossed aside while the boxes and the wrappings become the focus of attention and delight, have we not? But a relationship, a caring action, that is never tossed aside. Preparation for going straight in God's way, going straight to being blessed, involves listening, responding, openness, caring, prayer, and time. Advent calls us to prepare in a different way. Long ago, God was ready to speak God's word of blessing, God's very self into our world. And so a voice came calling, prepare the way. That voice still calls. The way must still be prepared because God still seeks to bless us with God's presence. So you want to prepare for Christmas? You want to know how? I'll tell you. Listen. Listen to the voice calling in our various wildernesses, which may come to us in different ways. Heed its call. Prepare, go straight, and find the way to be blessed. Because all the rest of it, well, say with me, it doesn't matter. Amen and amen. It doesn't matter. One thing does, and that is the love of God for us.